Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on? We are sensible people coming at you with some good stuff today. What's up, Raw Dog?
How's it going?
Have you ever imagined how Bruce Buffer of the UFC would introduce you?
You know, I haven't, but I'd be really interested to hear.
This man is a raw dog.
I do like the raw dog.
I think about it all the time. Per usual, our lovely co-host and producer Amber is here.
What's so up, Sensible Nation?
Let's give a big warm welcome for Amber. It's like that quintessential like strip club DJ. Put your hands together and clap for Amber.
Did you just call me a stripper?
It's like the same guy anywhere, any movie. So, all right, we've got, October is one of our favorite months. So we've got a little Halloween theme for you guys today. And with trick or treats, Ryan wanted to share a little trick story he had from his past.
Yeah, you know, you hear the word trick or treating and you just instantly think, I don't know. I think of like little kids getting candy, everybody trick-or-treating. But if you really think about the word, and I know, Amber, you're the wordsmith over here, it's trick or treat. But yet people seem to ignore the trick part. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to tell you guys about a little story of, I think, one of my best tricks I've ever accomplished. So I went to school down in Chicago, DePaul University. Little shout out. But it was Halloween time, October. And in school, I minored in filmmaking, and so I liked making horror movies. And so I had a lot of props and fake blood and things in the apartment, and I wanted to utilize it, but not making a college movie. So at the time, I was dating somebody, and she was going to meet me in the morning to catch the L to go to class. So I thought, you know what, why don't I get up early and trick the living shit out of her, like scare her to death where I kind of like borderline have a fucking heart attack. And so what I did is I got up early. I started knocking down all the furniture in my apartment. So put down the chairs, moved appliances, moved couches, moved the TVs. And then what I did is I put my hands in the fake blood and put handprints and smears all over the apartment. And also what I did, I cracked our front door. So I left it open. And as you guys know, in Chicago, you probably wouldn't leave your door open like you would in the suburbs. Yeah. And to let people in. So I cracked the door. I put a handprint on the door of blood. And then what I did is I stripped down to just my boxers. And I kind of like shredded my boxers. I didn't, you know, the junk was in. You couldn't see it. But it looked like, you know, I was in a tussle. And I loaded myself with blood, and I had hot dogs in the fridge. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to utilize these hot dogs. So I crushed up all the hot dogs with the blood, mixed it with the blood.
Oh, God.
And so I went and I laid face down in the bathtub with these hot dogs in the stomach region, looked like an intestine. So I'm down, pictured, I'm down face down with just my boxers. There's a pool of blood in the tub, and I shut the curtain of the bathroom or of the shower. So I get a call from her to see where she's at, and she lets me know she's about 5 minutes away. So I go into the tub. I hear where we lived on the third floor. I hear her coming up the steps, and I'm just sitting there thinking, God, how is she going to react? And so I hear her stop outside the front door, where this must have been the time I noticed, or she noticed, like the front door is open, like this looks weird, and she sees the handprint of blood. So then I hear her walk in. And within 15 seconds, I hear her start hyperventilating, and she instantly calls her mother. So she's in the living room. I can hear her calling her mom. I'm face down in the bathroom.
Before she sees you.
She hasn't seen me yet. And she calls her mom. She's hyperventilating. She hangs up with her mom, and I could tell the next call, she started dialing 911. So what sucked is that I wanted her to walk into the bathroom and open up the fucking curtain. But it never got that far because she started dialing 911. So I had to get up out of the bathtub and like, so I get up out of the bathtub, I go out of the bathroom into the living room and kind of give her like, I'm just in boxers and blood of like a surprise. And the look she gave me, she absolutely wanted to fucking kill me.
That's just the kind of romantic surprise any girlfriend would want, right?
Well, you know, it didn't work out in the long run. So, I mean, maybe that was part of it, but she got a good fucking scare.
How long were you lying there? I mean, did you time it up?
Yeah, no,
did you know exactly when she was coming?
I was lying there for almost a half hour.
Face down in the tub?
Yeah, well, face down. I mean, I was sitting Indian style for a while in the tub, probably on my phone, you know, looking at shit, but... It was a while, but I wanted to do the prank right and really fucking get her, and I think I got her.
Yeah, I mean, I think she did the one thing that we always want people in horror movies to do is, like, just call 911. Like, she didn't go and look around. She didn't look in the closets. Like,
yeah,
I think she's pretty sensible.
Actually,
I
know. Pretty sensible, actually. I wouldn't go in the bathroom to check it out. That's where
neither.
You die.
I should have came at it with, like, a fake knife or something and really fucking scared
You know
scared
what? Honestly, you should have, like, crawled out of the bathroom at that point and just been like, help me. Like,
like just grabbing my throat.
Yeah,
like, I can't
struggling.
Fucking breathe.
Yeah, completely.
That would have been great.
But what if I mean, you, what if she had a fucking knife and you pop out and
I
try
know.
To surprise
she
her? Were you
got,
scared at all that she would like
she
could have
fucking
you?
Like stabbed me or
right,
something.
Right. Oh my god. That's
and
a pretty good prank
yeah.
though.
Yeah, that is a pretty good trick.
I had to sit down from my mom after that to make sure because she obviously fucking told her.
A little worried.
And like I get home from school one weekend she had to give me a little sit down to make sure it's like, is everything okay, Ryan? Is there anything you want to talk about? It's like, no, I just fucking pranked her. Shut up.
It's just a good yeah. It's just a good time.
That was a good trick. But I am all about the treats. And
you
I
would be.
Yeah. I'm gonna go buy my Halloween candy soon. And I pride myself on being one of the good candy givers. Like I'm talking Twix, Reese's peanut butter cups, those Nestle Crunches.
Those are all right.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
What do you guys give out for Halloween? Good candy? Bad candy?
You know, it's all, why is it all about the fun size bullshit now? Like it, you know, like can't, it's easy to go in the grocery store and you get, you know, the, what's it like the variety
yeah, the
packs
variety
or the
packs.
Fun size. But,
yeah.
You know, growing up, there's the neighbors that got like the full size candy bars, which were fucking awesome.
Yeah. And then half the country got diabetes.
Yeah, I know.
And they cut them down half the size or a third of the size. I think that's probably the issue.
They only sell king size now. Like when you notice that when you go to the gas station, they're all like the big sizes.
I don't
now
buy
it's not
candy
the normal.
At the gas
you don't go get
station,
a Snickers
dude.
Or a fucking Reese's cup.
Honestly, I can't tell you the last time I had a candy bar.
Oh, yeah. Really? Wow.
It's probably been
all the time.
You live in Wisconsin. Well, honestly, it's been years.
This is the month to reopen.
It is. But to your question, Amber, we don't really get many trick or treaters.
Oh yeah.
In fact, so I've been in my townhome for about 3 years now. And the first year we bought a ton of candy because we moved into this neighborhood and we were kind of excited. You know, it's like our first Halloween, like all these kids are going to come by. And we stayed in during Halloween night and not one fucking doorbell rung. You know?
Well, when you answer the door in a towel, not many kids are going to come.
They didn't even get to the towel. Literally nobody rang our doorbell. So we're like, well, I guess it's just not a trick or treating neighborhood. So the next year we didn't buy any candy. And of course, Halloween rolls around and shit, we're empty handed when our doorbell rings five or six times. But we don't, I mean, now we know we buy a little bit of candy and we get 5 to 10 kids or whatever, but we're not a predominant trick or treat neighborhood.
You guys must have a rumor going around the neighborhood about you and your wife, because I know you always tell me about the old fuckers in your neighborhood, and I'm guessing they spread some sort of rumor that kids are staying away from the Wagner house.
Fine by me, I suppose.
But yeah, just, you know, think Halloween is such like it's almost like a nostalgic in a way, thinking about like, you know, growing up and everything you do for Halloween and how exciting you get. And you know, going trick or treating at night was just so fun as a kid, and you going with your friends and what you're going to do and what you're going to wear. And sometimes you're just very underwhelmed by the things that people gave out to you as a fucking kid. In my neighborhood, I had this lady that would no joke put fucking pennies and nickels in my trick or treat bag. So I'd go knock on the door. She opens the door. Disgusting lady, short hair, looked, you know,
why am I not
very
surprised?
Ugly. And here's me all dressed up. I got my bag out, like, oh, raising both arms to hold the bag up to the fucking door. And here she is, and they weren't like, you know, it would be better if it was like in a bank roll. You know how banks have like the paper rolls the where at least ones. She could have like put it in there. She like reaches in her little coin bag. There's there's lint on it. There's fucking like, it's like sticky, like she spilled Coke on it. And here she goes. She just like kind of, you know, like you're pinching salt, putting fucking pennies and nickels in the fucking bag. And I'm looking, me and my friend are looking at her like, what are we going to fucking do? We just can't even get a gumball.
Would you have like a pillowcase? Is that how you
guys Yeah, I'd use a pillowcase most of the time. I did a pillowcase
too. You should have fucking turned around and just bashed her over the fucking head with it.
Beat her with a bag of fucking nickels. That would have been great.
Taught her well.
We had this other lady also too, where she thought it was a good idea to hand kids fucking dry packs of hot cocoa. So I would have maybe drank an actual hot cocoa if someone handed it to me, but who knows what they would have put in it. But anyway, she put packets of hot cocoa in my bag. Like, am I going to eat the cocoa while I'm trick-or-treating, like the dry cocoa? What the fuck am I going to do with that?
No, I kind of like the idea of that one. That one sounds not bad. You can go home and make it later.
No, my mom had cocoa. I don't need cocoa.
I used to always get those plastic spider rings and the little tattoos. I hated those because, again, it's like, what are you going to ever do with those?
I save them for the future.
I like to
I'm wearing one right now on my ankle.
The toll ring.
Oh, my God. Yeah, those people sucked. But, you know, to candy, I loved candy. I'm like a sugar addict. So I loved candy when I was a kid. But you know what? People always gave me shit for. And it worked out to my benefit because I like the really, like, I'm not the biggest chocolate eater in the world. So I like the real sugary stuff. So I like the weird flavors, the banana, you know, I love those banana runts.
Oh, they're so good. Banana runts are so fucking good. I love it.
Oh, so I like, and I like the bubble gum flavor shit. And although you like that too?
Like I'm a sugar addict just like you. And I like the weird flavors. And I'll just eat it flavors. In mass
quantities. Oh, yeah. It's like, but it worked out to our benefit because nobody wants that weird shit. And they're like, ugh, I don't want this flavor. And you know.
I get worse hangovers like eating candy and sugar than I do like even drinking. Like, have you guys ever experienced that?
Yeah, I get the stomach aches.
I eat so much sugar. I kind of agree.
Like, I get more like, I mean, the stomach ache comes along with the territory, but like, I get more of like a weird sugar headache. Like, I feel like that's how like diabetics feel. I'm not really sure if it's accurate.
I feel like it's more withdrawal than like.
It's just, too much. But like, it takes me to like 3 o'clock that next day to like. Eat like a decent healthy lunch and feel normal again. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking awful.
Well, how often do you have this happen?
Well, sometimes like I come home, you know, half fucked just up, binge drunk, and I just binge. Like I'll eat like a whole thing of Skittles and then like.
See, I don't even buy that shit and put it in my house or I'm gonna eat it. Well,
I
don't either,
but sometimes I, you know, I go out in the middle
of
the night.
You stop at the gas station. Yeah. Right, exactly. But I mean, think about when you drink sugary drinks too. Mm-hmm. It's the same
exactly,
shit.
Exactly. I know.
You feel way worse if you're drinking vodka cranberries than if you drink, you know, a straight beer.
Yeah. But. So we mentioned a couple of things that we do like getting, you know, trick-or-treating, but what is some of that candy that you guys hated getting or hated eating? Because I know I have a lot.
I hated Dots.
I love Dots.
Oh, the little gumdrop Dots. Those are disgusting.
What sucks like is jelly. They're fucking stuck in your teeth for at least a year or two.
Dots sucked. Like snow caps and...
Yeah.
Snow caps, you know, blow.
Again, it's our Halloween episode. It's October. Guys, how awful is fucking candy corn? Not sensible.
I love candy corn.
Oh, no.
I thought the Wisconsinite would have said that.
No, I hate candy corn.
They're just, it's an awful candy. Who buys it?
Do you like juju coins?
No. You do like all the shitty candy.
I love juju coins.
I just like the chocolate.
You do no hard candy?
Not as much.
See, that's your problem. That's...
How about the orange slices or the creamsicle? Like, oh, but the peanuts or what are they?
The
elephant ears.
No,
those are
gross. Oh, delicious.
I'll do like the, they do like the peach circles or like the watermelon wedges that are sour. Are
those are good too,
but not the juju's.
Anything that comes in that like see-through generic bag that you can get at a cart, like a Carlton.
The
cart,
generic
perfect.
Just bullshit.
What about Tootsie Rolls?
I still like a classic
Tootsie
Roll.
I don't like chocolate that much.
We're on different levels here, bro.
Yeah. I heard this year the most popular candy was the Laffy Taffy. I've always hated those.
Shake that Laffy Taffy.
Love banana Laffy Taffy. Oh.
But here's the thing. What they don't do anymore, I feel like they only do Laffy Taffy in those fun sizes. When I was younger, they would have like,
yeah,
picture like a size of like the package of like a Reese's cup, mm-hmm, or even like the king size where there's four cups, like just that size. I'm talking about the packaging.
I can't picture it.
Why? There's four cups in fucking packaging. So it's a bigger rectangle. That's how big they used to, yeah, make Laffy Taffys. And they used to do the flavor watermelon where they put actual fake watermelon seeds on the Laffy Taffy. It was like, you know, candy, obviously. But like that's how they used, that's to make cool, awesome Laffy Taffy. And now it's just, you know, the little fun size, which is fine. But quit toying with me. They do the banana Laffy Taffy is good. Going back to your banana flavor.
The giant banana Laffy Taffy. It's good for your teeth.
Not a fan.
That's what my dentist said.
Well, with Halloween, I have so many childhood memories, and it wasn't just the trick-or-treating. So where I grew up, once you hit, I want to say fifth or sixth grade, what was fun for us would just be to get rowdy, basically.
Yeah.
So before the night before, a couple days before Halloween every year, we'd go to the grocery store, a bunch of us, and we'd get shaving cream and syrup and horseradish,
peaches
mayonnaise,
and syrup.
And ketchup and mustard, and we'd go to this giant park in my hometown, and all these girls would show up and all these other groups of guys, and we just have these shaving cream fights. But my group always brought the extra condiments to really throw a wrench in it, and these girls would be so pissed because we'd be dumping syrup in their hair and shit like that. And then we'd have our fun time with that, and then we'd start going trick-or-treating. And sure, we went to each door and got some candy, enough to have a stomach ache the next day. But we'd also bring tons of toilet paper, and we'd teepee every house we could, yeah, and we'd egg houses because we were just little shitheads. Did you do the same stuff, or were you, yeah, just, you know?
How, like, it's so fun to be a complete prick asshole as a little kid. There's something just, like, about it that makes it so fun just to be a little asshole. And, yeah, we did the same things. You know what was big for us? Ding dong ditching.
Oh, love it.
How fun was ding dong ditching? Just the pure rush of it. Like to be like, fuck you, I'm ringing your door, get your ass up.
We pick,
and no one's there.
Exactly. We'd pick some really difficult houses that were challenging too.
Yeah.
And we'd almost have to come up with a game plan or a strategy how we're going to do it.
I know.
It was a good time. There was one guy in particular that we went after like 3 or 4 years. This old disgruntled guy. I'm surprised he doesn't live on my fucking cul-de-sac now. But we used to go after him every year and teepee the shit out of him. He would get so mad. He lived alone. I thought he was going to come out with a shotgun one year and just blow us away. But that was the rush of it. It's,
yeah,
like, is this guy going to come out and just beat one of us to death? That was fun.
speaking of Halloween, we had a guy in our neighborhood growing up we called the Wolfman. And his first name was Bill. And all we did, all the neighborhood kids, it was our goal to fuck with him every single day, anytime we could. And one Halloween, he had a tree in his front yard with a huge like bay window into his living room. And his house looked like, we're talking serial killer house. You know, just imagine any creepy horror movie you've ever seen. It looked like his house. There's holes in the wall. There's cracked windows. Like, you know, his driveway is barely even there. And he looked like a wolf man. But so my buddy puts on this mask, kind of like an old man mask. And he climbs up in the tree and literally bangs on the bay window, like boom, 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 as hard as he possibly can. And right away, so me and this other buddy are behind on the street where he can't see us, but we can see this whole thing happening in front of us. He rips open the curtain on the bay window, and here's my buddy in old man mask just staring face to face through the fucking window, and I'm just dying. And I was like, I was more of like the little kind of pussy growing up, where my two other buddies, you know, definitely pushed the limits in our neighborhood. I was usually the brains behind the operation, but they executed most of the pranks. And the guy's just staring at him. You could see then he comes running outside. My buddy jumps out of the tree and down we go. It was unbelievable.
Those pranks like that, I mean, those are the childhood memories from Halloween. Doesn't seem like Amber really had those experiences.
No, I don't. I was a timid child. I was a kid who the houses would play pranks on the kids. You know, you'd have the old man in the garage who would just beat on the window when you came up to get the candy, and yeah, I would just run away crying.
I could see Amber being a little promiscuous, though. I think she could pull off some shit. Yeah, that would be perfect. Amber, your nice little innocent Bo Peep, and... I don't know. You put dog shit in their mailbox or something. I could see that.
So are you guys going to be mad when kids start to play these pranks on you guys as you get older?
I'm going to fucking kick them right off my stoop.
I mean, I think it would be fun to play the pranks back on at them, yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. Oh my God. But those are some childhood memories. How about like from a costume standpoint? I mean, that's a big part of Halloween as you're a kid and as you're an adult when you're going out partying.
I mean, growing up, I was your normal like 80s, early 90s kid with the costumes. So like the Ninja Turtle costumes, the...
Of course.
We had a Ghostbusters costumes. My mom, when we were really little, she made all of our costumes. So like we had some cool costumes that she actually made that was authentic. But by far in my years was my costume when I think I was 21 or 22. It was the only Halloween I've been single, and it was awesome. I'll just say that. But good times. I was Teen Wolf. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the movie. It's an 80s movie with Michael J. Fox.
Of course.
Great fucking movie, Teen Wolf. So I got an idea, and I got the basketball shorts and the jersey online. He plays basketball in the movie. It's a big part of the movie. His name is Scott Howard. And then I knew my mom was really creative with sewing and shit and putting shit together. So I was like, okay, you're going to help me. So we went and got like fur material from like, you know, a fabric store. She fabricated like a bodysuit for me. And she, even at the time, knowing that I was going to be out at the bars, she like sewed pockets in there for me so I could put my cigarettes in there and my phone and my wallet. It was sweet.
That's pretty awesome.
So she sewed all that up. But the best part of the costume is, so in where I'm from, we have this costume store that's actually open all year. And I went and got a bunch of makeup and hair and everything to make my face really look like Teen Wolf, like a werewolf, obviously. So I get all the shit and I didn't know what to do. So I bring it over to my mom. I literally sat in my parents' house for 4 hours getting ready for this. It was like, now I feel like what it is to be like a chick and why you guys are always so fucking late. So annoying. But took 4 hours to get this makeup on. My mom, I give her all the credit in the world, did an unbelievable job. Everybody that night, and I'll post pictures of my costume on social media, so keep a lookout on for that. She did an unbelievable job, and I got comments all night. I didn't go to any costume contests, but people asked me why I didn't, and there was definitely some questionable situations that night, being completely hammered at a bar crawl. What was fun, I used to run a bar crawl from where I'm from. It was a Halloween bar crawl, and we'd go to about 4 to 5 bars all on foot. They're all in walking distance. And so we'd be completely obliterated. And the very first one I did was the best. That was when I was Teen Wolf, as I was explaining. And I slept at my buddy's house that night. I'm with like an Eddie Munster character. We get back to the house. Eddie Munster's puking in the fucking toilet. His ass crack's hanging out. We had a video of it, just dying laughing. I went to sleep with all the makeup and hair on my face. Woke up the next morning so hungover, just ripped my beard off and just threw it in his fucking driveway. And walked home.
That's awesome. Yeah. Those are the good, memories from Halloween, or lack thereof in some instances. But I have a ton from college and then shortly after college. I love to dress up and I love to kind of overdo it. And I go to like the Goodwills and the thrift stores and TJ Maxx sometimes,
like,
and
that.
Really just
quality
spend
shit.
A lot of money, get quality shit, research the character I'm dressing up as.
Yeah.
And it's worked out. I always have so much fun. And I think the first time I really went all out, you know, as a kid, of course, like you, I dressed up as the usual typical stuff, you know, Jason, Michael Myers, stuff like that. Ninja
Did you
Turtles.
Kill anybody?
I didn't kill anybody. But how I started doing the more like funny stuff or like movie characters or stuff once senior year of high school rolled around. I dressed up and went to school as a nun. So I'm wearing,
fucking
I went
nun?
To fucking full day of high school wearing this full nun suit. It was like tight as latex on my body. I looked absurd. So,
sexy nun?
Sexy nun, yeah.
Tell me you fucked in the nun costume.
I didn't.
He did.
It's not allowed. So, and then I started doing, I don't want to say couples costumes because it was with another guy, but partner costumes my freshman year of college. I went as a homosexual biker, and I wore these assless chaps with my buddy, and it was hilarious because people would be smacking your ass. You had like
you're out at the bars with assless chaps.
Yeah, we went. Well, not the bars because I was a freshman, but at parties, house parties in college. You know,
yeah,
how it goes. So we had little like princess tattoos on our bare asses. Oh my God. We were wearing all leather. Like we did the whole night, you know, and then we did. Shroom and Swiss from the Burger King commercials, yeah. If you remember those. It was kind of like a Simon and Garfunkel spinoff.
Yep.
Did Siegfried and Roy one year with the tiger on my buddy's neck with blood dripping down. We did the Butabi brothers from Night of the Roxbury.
Steven Doug Butabi.
Yeah, there you
love
go.
That movie.
You guys brothers?
No. Yes.
So we just have so much fun with it. I did Octagon Girls and just get out there because it's one night you can just pretty much let loose and be a wild man and it's fun. So how about you?
Yeah, for me it's a little different. I'm not somebody who dresses up now. And when I was a kid, there were 5 kids in my family, so my parents did not buy Halloween costumes. It was just whatever you could find in your closet to put together. So I did like a witch, like a goth girl, a genie one year.
Amber, I feel like you're way too creative just to be that blah.
I know.
What
we
the
don't.
Fuck?
Because well, every year, Adam and I actually got married on October 30th, and so we tell people our wedding song is the Monster Mash, and they laugh, but that's actually our wedding
that's
song.
That's so awesome.
So we
that's
still cool. love Halloween. We just don't celebrate it in the traditional way.
And by the way, guys, the girl talking is out of the three of us so into like serial killers and the stories behind it and how they do it and everything about it. And she's no good Halloween costume growing up.
I know, because I love the real Halloween. Like I love the true haunted houses.
So wear
like,
someone's
the
face.
Actual stories.
You remind me of. I don't know. Do you even know the story in the early 90s? Lorraine Bobbitt, the chick that cut off her fucking husband's dick and threw it out the window.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I feel like you could go as that for
the
Halloween.
Next Lorraine Bobbitt.
Adam, I'm giving you a warning right now.
It's settled.
Yeah, be careful what we say, Ryan.
I also, you know what pissed me off growing up is you talked about the Freddies and the Jasons. I was huge into that. And I bought the mask for that and got the good suits. And so the first year I buy this Freddy Krueger mask and I see it online. It looks unbelievable. It looks like Hollywood makeup done by professional. It was very expensive. I want to say for the mask, it was like $150. So online, I see the mask, like there's like eyes in it, like somebody's, you know, wearing it or it's like, you know, latex eyes or whatever. Like I said, it looked really great. So the mask gets delivered and I'm not going to lie. I open the box and it looks like something that should have been like $10. It was so shitty. And I call up the guys. It was like some fucking costume store online. I don't even remember the name of it. And just literally bitched at them for like a half hour about how shitty the mask looked. And, you know, like, Freddy specifically, like his face makes it. So like with Jason, you got the hockey mask on. So like it kind of blocks your actual like physical features of your face. So like those were always awesome. But like I had a huge, like I just wanted to be Freddy and the guy ships me this shitty fucking mask.
Delivered by Tony Smith.
Yeah.
That's a reference to episode 3 if you guys
much.
Have not seen it.
What about, I know Amber, you were talking about how you didn't dress up much, but coming from the girl's standpoint, especially, I would say this is more in the college stage.
And post.
I kind of miss it now, you know, being approaching 30. But for women, I feel like Halloween, when you're in your early 20s to, let's say, late 20s, it's how big of a fucking slut can I be? And as a guy walking around, it was great to see it. But, like, it's not Halloween. It's like a whore holiday. Like, can my tits be out? Like, how is this shorts up my fucking ass? So how did that all get started?
Because there are no other options. Like you mentioned earlier.
What do you mean?
You said I could be Little Bo Peep, but when you go to look for the costumes, it's more like Little Bo Peep show. Like, it's not, right. You don't have the option.
I like that. I mean, I'm not complaining, but I don't get how it started.
And I agree, because I went to UW-Madison, and there, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Freak Fest, but it's a huge Halloween festival there. And I lived on Sorority Row, even though I wasn't in a sorority, and it was just naked girls everywhere.
Where is this at?
Heaven?
Where he is. You kind of remind me of Samara from The Ring, Amber, or the chick from, what was the other one with Sarah Michelle Gellar? It was like based in like Japan or China.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're Omen? No, not the Omen.
Starts with a G.
Yeah, yeah. The Grudge.
The Grudge. Yeah. You kind of remind me of the chick that crawls down the stairs. She's like double jointed.
A little bit.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
The left side of her face. Oh my God.
No, but like I said before, I like the real side of Halloween. And like that kind of brings me into like haunted houses. Do you guys prefer like going to a real haunted house or one of the fake ones with the scary like jump out guys? And
I've actually never been to a real haunted house, I must say.
Oh, really?
Like an actual supposedly haunted with, yeah. I do enjoy going to fake haunted houses, if you will, pay 20 mm-hmm. bucks or whatever. I get genuinely frightened.
Yeah, I do too.
But it's got to be a good one. You know, I
hate like what we're calling like fake haunted houses. Mm-hmm. Never been to one.
Well, how do you know you hate it?
I fucking hate it. It's really weird. I like horror shit, but I don't like being fucking scared. And ever since I was a little kid, I used to not be able to watch the movies. And I think that's what fueled it. But then I love the movies, but I hate fake haunted houses because my natural reaction, if I'm like in a dark spot and someone comes up and scares me, I hate it. My reaction is to like deck you in the fucking face, and I know you can't do that. And so I genuinely don't like being scared, and I'm not in control. Whereas like if you were in a real haunted house, not that you have control over spirits, but like you could do anything you want. You could run out of the house. I just don't like the fake shit. It scares the fuck out of me, to be honest.
Well, all right, we're going this fall.
Yeah, we should.
We should go. We should go. And we'll film you peeing.
You guys
pants.
Will have to fucking drag me in there.
It's a rush. It's a yeah. good time. Like
that's not a rush to me.
There are some really good ones where you actually like walk through and you're like genuinely
really
scared.
Fun,
and
yeah.
I was at one where they bury you alive. They call it burying you alive.
And sounds so fun.
Yeah. Well, have you heard of this place? It's supposedly the best horror or haunted house in America, and there's a wait list of 24,000 people, and I think they've opened, it started in San Diego, I believe, and I think they opened up a couple other ones in the southeast region of the country recently, but there's this wait list of 24,000 people, and they only let two people in at a time, and you have to have a psychiatric evaluation to go in.
That's insane.
Because this haunted house is so fucking scary and brutal, and I mean, I suppose you sign your life away so that they can like physically.
But two people in it only at once?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what it sounds like. This place is called McCamey Manor, and I want to do a little more research on it. I'd love to go if there was one within driving distance of us, just for the hell of it.
Sensible people go to McCamey Manor.
But these fuckers will put, you know, live tarantulas on you. They'll,
fuck that.
See, no. that I wouldn't be able to handle because I hate bugs, but, you know, buckets of snakes, like your biggest fears, they'll tie you up and throw you in like a tub of ice and you just sit there. It supposedly takes 5 hours to go through the entire thing. And I guess it's very difficult, like, only a handful of people have actually made it through the whole thing because they just abuse the fuck out of you.
Again, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, that one doesn't. That one doesn't sound bullshit. Too great.
These pictures. Sorry to cut you off, but these pictures, and I'll have to share some of these through social media. These pictures are like crazy. They've got people tied up in straight jackets, and they you know, they'll dump like hot water on them and shit. It's like torturous.
Hot coffee up your down your bunghole. They dump.
But I didn't know if you guys had heard of that
no,
or not.
Never.
But
I was
intriguing.
Always just such a baby with haunted houses, and I still am. I just don't. I remember like I was like a 9, 10, 11 year old kid. All my friends are going to haunted houses. I was the fucking pussy that I was holding the mom's hand in the back when I'm trying to go through the Antioch Tunnel of Terror. I didn't want any part of it.
That's so funny because as a teenager, like haunted house dates, it's just like grope central. You can grab anywhere and it's acceptable.
Yeah. You get a little stank finger, you know, it's dark. You get a little reach around.
Did the actors working the haunted house ever grab? I'm sure it happens
all the time. Yeah, I'm sure that does happen. Right? Oh, there was a haunted house where I grew up. In Marshfield, Wisconsin. I didn't grow up there, but it was very close.
Here we go.
And it Wisconsin. Was a Christian haunted house.
What? So they celebrate Halloween?
So it was a haunted house that would depict real life situations of people like doing drugs or people like, you know, hooking up.
Oh my God.
You know, yeah. And so it was, you would go in and you'd see these people, you'd start and it would be
wait,
like,
wait, you say hooking up?
Yeah.
So you could watch a live sex scene in the church?
No, it was like, it's not. it was clothes on, you know.
Okay, so softcore.
But it started where they started to make some bad decisions at the beginning, and then it led down the tunnel of them, and their lives were just terrible. And at the very end, it was like, you were going into hell, and this is what your life would be like if you started making this, bad decisions.
This sounds exactly like a Christian haunted
house. It was
house.
Really popular.
Yeah, that's like... It's like those drug commercials. Like, yes. This is your brain. This is your brain on meth, right? It's like, this is you. This is you as a Christian. This is you as not a Christian.
Yes, exactly.
Right? It does sound interesting, though. Like, I'd like to walk through it just to laugh. It's
yeah,
like,
it was kind of scary.
It reminds me of, like, that South Park episode where they go through, like, the tunnel of tolerance where, like, they just get screamed obscenities at them that I won't repeat because I don't think Amber would like that. But that does sound interesting.
So you're obviously a pussy when it comes to the fake shit. So you must be a pussy when it comes to the real, real ghost stories and real haunted houses, right?
I mean, I guess you could say I'm a pussy, but it interests me so much more. Like real ghost stories, real haunted houses, like that type of shit I'm so interested in. But it bothers me because like you'll never find answers to it. Mm-hmm. As interesting as it is I love reading every type of like real ghost story and it scares the absolute fuck out of me. But, and I think the reason is that you won't know. And is this shit real? Like, I don't know. There's just so many stories and shit out there that like things have happened that's completely unexplainable. So
I'm a believer.
I am too.
Yeah.
I believe.
Do you have any personal stories?
I have a lot, but, the best personal ghost story that I have is, and it's giving me chills right now because it just blows my mind. And to this day, it's still unsolved. But so I would think if this was like in the 2008, 2009 time period, my brother and I went to a Cubs game with our then girlfriends at the time who never been to a Cubs game before. So we took them. And that's another story. They were really whatever. So we go to the Cubs game. And, you know, we watch the game, whatever. We all keep our ticket stubs. And so we get back home. And at the time, my brother and I both lived at home. And he had a Dell computer in his room with a printer. And so his ink was out. So he ordered more ink from Dell. So the ink comes to my parents' house. And he opens the box of ink. It's all now keep in mind, this is all taped up, sealed. There's nothing like open about the box. So he grabs a knife, opens up the tape, opens up the box, sees the print cartridges, takes the print cartridges out and notices that there's Cubs tickets on the bottom of the box. So there's four of them. And he like I could hear him. He goes, "Oh wow, like Dell sent me Cubs tickets." So we're like, "What? Like why would they send you Cubs tickets? You ordered fucking ink."
Right.
You know, like so we grab the Cubs tickets and we look at them more closely. The tickets are a week old. And so we're looking at them. There are fucking ticket stubs that we brought home and left on my parents' counter, which obviously they weren't there anymore. They're in the Dell taped up ink box.
What the fuck?
So explain that to me. Our exact seats. It wasn't just the same game. It was our seats.
Wait, but where... You said you kept the ticket stubs.
Yeah, and put them on my parents' counter in their kitchen.
So did you still have those?
No, they're like so at the time they're like we looked on the counter, they're gone.
And this was like a box that had just gotten shipped to his door.
Just got shipped, all sealed.
That's crazy.
So how do those tickets get inside that box?
That's pretty wacky.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of shit like how in the hell did that happen?
I know.
So and it makes you wonder.
Like, so there's been a lot of ghost stories I've experienced growing up at my parents' house, but the best part of them and why they're so interesting is none of it's ever been aggressive. Like nothing like, you know, of like possession and
no things. Annabelle
like,
type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, none of that shit. Right. It's just all been weird, like, unexplainable things.
That's I have a story similar to that where it's not aggression towards us, but when we moved into our house, the house we currently live in, we had about a month after we moved in. I'm alone and I'm unpacking shit. And again, I'm in a townhome. So I'm in between two houses. The house on my east is a vacant house at this time of the story. The house on my west has a woman and they have a dog and she lives alone. And I'm unpacking boxes and I hear this. It's silent in my house else, you know, otherwise. And I hear this like a little clown horn. So it kind of scared the shit out of me because I'm like, where the hell did that come from? So I kind of wrote it off as like, oh, it must be the dog through the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other house that's playing with a little squeaky toy. He must be right up against that wall. Right. Then I hear it again. And I'm like, wow, that really sounds like it's inside my house.
It's in your face.
Right. So thought nothing of it. Told my wife nothing of it. 2 weeks later, my wife texts me. She goes, you won't believe what happened to me. So I call her. She starts telling me. She's upstairs in our bedroom folding laundry. And the wall that's shared in that part of the house is the east side, which is, as I mentioned, vacant. She goes, I'm unfolding laundry. Keep in mind, I've never mentioned this clown, this horn story before. So she goes, I'm folding laundry, and I all of a sudden, within maybe a half a foot from my face, I hear the loudest clown noise, like a little horn, right in front of my face. She said it was so loud that she went flying backwards onto the bed. And I go, holy shit. Because, of course, I remember my story from a couple weeks prior. Yeah. So I go, I heard the same thing, but on the other side of the house twice when I was alone a couple weeks prior. And obviously, it was not the dog because there's no chance in hell you could hear the dog with the squeaky toy on the other side of the house, upstairs, mind you, and that close to her face.
That's crazy.
So we haven't heard it since. But there's been, you know, a couple weird things here and there. We always joke now that it's the clown ghost that lives in our house. But how do you explain something like that?
It's like, I don't know. That's Pennywise terrifying. Coming to visit you guys.
Exactly.
We all float down here. But I love talking about these personal ghost stories. And I'm just going to tell you guys quickly about a couple other ones that I find really interesting. For those in the area that live in the Chicagoland area, this next one comes from the town of Gurnee. And so my dad was actually building a house. This was early 90s. And what we found out in hindsight that this property was actually somewhat on an ancient, I don't know if you want to say ancient, but Indian burial ground of some sort. And so he started, you know, building from the ground up. It was a brand new house. And at the time, some of the stories that have happened, like when the house was going up, he was down in the basement working on, he's a plumber, so working on the plumbing, and he's completely by himself, and he's got like this halogen light, because there's obviously no electricity in there for lights, that he hangs up so he can see what the hell he's doing. Mm-hmm. So he's down there by himself in a tight area, like laying on his stomach, and his halogen light's up so he can see, where all of a sudden the halogen light literally blows up with smoke and everything. Which doesn't happen. And, you know, you hear all the normal, like he always would hear like footsteps of people coming in and no one would be there and he'd be by himself. Then it got to the point where the house, like all the framework was up. So like all the wood of the walls, but no like drywall or anything. So it comes in time if there's an inspection of the house. So at the time he's walking through with the inspector looking at the plumbing, and I'm sure all of you guys have been or seen a job site in progress at some point, whether you've been in it or seen it from the outside. You know, there's like 2x4s like laying up against the wall for people to put in. So as he's walking through with the inspector, a 2x4 literally goes flying out of the window. So it was leaned up against the wall and it just goes right out the fucking window. And not like, we're not talking where it like barely falls and somehow miraculously like just falls out of the window. It flies out of the window.
Holy shit.
So to make a long story short, there's all these weird things as the house was being built. So here comes the time the house is done. The family moves in. It was a husband and wife with a small baby and infant. And this is what gives me chills. So there's an infant in, and my dad stayed close with the homeowners. And so that's how he got all these stories. So the infant was about 6 months old, and it woke the husband and wife wake up one morning, and the infant had a bottle in his crib with him. And the husband and the wife asked the husband, like, oh, did you feed so-and-so in the middle of the night? And he's like, no, did you? And she's like, no. So somehow that baby got fed in the middle of the night with them three just being there. Then the kid obviously gets older. And I think it was when he was in first grade, when you take the bus for the first time. So the dad walks, you know, the kid to the bus stop and, you know, looks back and sees the mom, or supposedly the mom, in the window waving, like, you know, have a good day. And he goes back, and the mom's kind of still laying in bed, and she's like, oh, you know, the dad was like, oh, it's nice that, you know, you got up to give us goodbye. I know you usually are sleeping, you know, still. And she's like, no, I've been in bed the whole time. So many weird stories with that specific house. They actually left eventually because it didn't stop.
Too many. Yeah, I eerie. Would too.
And again, yeah, there wasn't anything aggressive happening that like, but still there's too many unexplainable things that would happen. And I just want to tell you guys one last one that personally happened with me. So I used to come home to my parents' house for lunch, where I worked previously, and I'm sitting down in their basement eating my lunch on their couch, and from upstairs I could hear their dog. And so it's hard to describe this layout, but just picture me in the basement, upstairs all the way in the far back of the house is a bedroom where my dog was at. So at that exact moment I could hear my dog jump off the bed, run down the upstairs hallway, and again I'm sitting in the basement, then she comes running down the stairs at full speed. And before she came running down the stairs, this is so indescribable, I felt like I could feel and hear something invisible run down the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. And then at the far end of the basement is a bathroom. So then after those like kind of invisible footsteps got down the stairs, I could hear it fly into the back part of the bathroom. So I'm at home alone. There's no one here but that dog. So right after the footsteps come down the stairs, my dog comes running downstairs after, like, picture like a dog chasing like a squirrel or rabbit, let's say. Like, I felt like my dog saw whatever this was, came running down the stairs the same way and flew back into that same bathroom. So here's the weirdest part. So my dog's in the bathroom while I'm sitting on the couch, and from the distance where I'm at, like, I can see the bathroom, but I'm not that close to it. The bathroom door shuts, not like a slam, but just shuts with my dog in it. And so I get up, I go back to the bathroom, the door's locked from the outside. It's locked. What? So the time my dog's barking, and I had to go get a Q-tip to pop the lock open to the door to get her out. And the weirdest thing, the dog comes out and would just sit, I would say about 10 feet from the bathroom, and just would stare into the darkness of the bathroom. Weird. So
that's like out of a movie.
Like I left. I wasn't finished eating lunch or anything. I got up and left because, like we were talking about, as interesting as real ghost stories are, that shit isn't fake, and it scares the shit out of me.
You sure it wasn't just your mom wearing a cloaking device? No.
And I was sober, wasn't doing any type of drugs. So that was the story that has personally happened to me that's affected me the most.
Okay, now moving from the scary into the funny, we're going to play a little Halloween game for you guys, which is probably one of your favorites. If you've ever been to a Halloween party when you were young, you might have ever had those boxes that you stick your hand in and it's supposed to feel like the witch's teeth or the brooms or the spiders.
Oh, yeah.
We created a version of that for Ryan and Taylor.
I like sticking my hands in boxes and I don't know what I'm feeling.
So we're going to have fun. I don't know if they're going to have fun.
This is making me nervous.
But I prepared 5 boxes for them to reach in and feel and have to guess what the items in these boxes are.
So there's a total of 5 boxes.
5 boxes.
So we get 5 guesses.
Yep, and there will be multiple items in each one, and I'll let you know how many items there are. So we're out of our chairs. We're by the spooky box, as we're calling it. And there are 2 rules. Rule number 1 is you have to touch the item before you make the guess. And rule number 2 is you cannot pull your hand out of the box until both of you have made the guesses.
So you're not a fan of pulling out is what you're saying. You keep it in.
And we are recording this all for you guys on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, so watch it. All right? Watch
it. Winner and loser.
So there is a punishment this time. I know we've always just had bragging rights, but there's a true punishment. So you guys get to pick your punishment in the form of whoever loses has to pick one of these items to take a nice big mouthful of.
That's bullshit, because you guys know I don't eat shit that I don't Mr. like.
Mr. Picky Eater's going yeah. down.
You are not winning. There's Holy no way. Shit.
All right, and if they somehow guess all the items of all the boxes, I will eat the item of their let's choosing, I guess.
Think so. We and got this. Along with that, I think if that's the case, Sonny Patel will come and sit on Amber's face.
All right, so item one is already inside the box, okay. So I'm going to ask you guys to put your hands in and start feel. Box number one, a maxi pad with tomato sauce.
So, and but there could be multiple items yes,
so
in
this box, there are two items.
So we might have two guesses. So yeah. We'll have two guesses.
And this item is on a paper plate, so the paper plate does not count. There are two items on top of it.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
This is like double penetration.
Both We're hands are in tips. The box.
Oh. What the?
All right. So to me right away, it feels like baby poop, like a nice squirter.
Yeah, but it feels real. Like, it feels like cum.
Yeah, it's
a little sticky and gooey. Is there?
Taylor's getting really deep right now.
But wait, I don't know where the other item is. I'm trying to find it. We're crossing streams.
There's two. We should get your hands off right now.
Yep.
I feel one.
Oh, there's a chunk. What is this?
Where's it at?
There's a chunk.
All right, I gotta feel where you're feeling. I don't feel what? The other item.
Stop fingering.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I feel the chunks.
What?
Oh,
what is this? Is this vomit?
Their faces are very disgusted right now.
Oh my god! That's not my official guess.
I'll tell you, it's one item on top of another item. Yeah, if that helps you out. But not the paper plate. But they're both on top of the paper plate.
Okay, I'm gonna. Make
I have my
guess.
Thoughts.
Okay. Taylor has his guesses.
All right, you go first.
I'm gonna go tapioca pudding.
And
get the fuck out of here.
I don't know where the other one is.
Yeah, I got a little something of it. Ugh. It's like dried blood from a period, it feels like.
Because you felt that.
Yes, I mean.
Plenty of times.
You can ride, but you can't lick or drink from the Red River, they say.
Okay. Are these combined?
No. Well.
Yeah, you said on top of each other.
It's one item on
Are
top
we
of another.
Feeling
item?
The right
And I'll go with shredded cheese.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm going with marinara.
Okay.
I don't know what this grainy shit is, though. And I'm going to go with crushed red pepper flakes.
Okay. We
pull out? Or?
I will tell you while your hands are still in the box.
Okay.
We have a menstrual pad with tomato sauce on it. So I am going to give 1 point to Ryan because marinara is very, very close.
Then what's... So we're feeling like the dried mushrooms?
I'm going to pull
I
it
I wondered
right
what
now.
That squishy what feeling was. I thought the plate was just so...
Oh, yeah. Now I feel the menstrual pad. What the fuck?
I just looked in the box and it was
when she said menstrual pad, I thought it was used.
Show the camera what it looks like because this is going to look like a fucking Big Leon massacred a girl.
This is called
a bad hangover.
Oh my God. You
wake up the next morning with hands like that,
you know you've made a mistake.
And I'll just say, Pete, aka Steve, you know who I'm talking about. Oh, God, show the camera that image. That is a massacre.
Oh, my God.
A blowout.
I knew I felt chunks.
Oh, my God, that was a good one. Yeah, I thought I was guessing the chunks, but I get a point. I'm one step closer to not having a punishment.
Okay, so we're going to clean off our hands and reset for the next box.
Well, I think you've got to clean our hands for us, Miss Producer.
Dude, my hands, this is disgusting. So Amber's cleaning for us?
She's our cleaner. Fluffer. Amber's our fluffer.
At least it smells better than having period on your hands.
Did you start to smell something when your hand went
I did.
In? I thought I smelled something.
Well, because
too.
You were in there fucking grabbing.
I thought it
grabbing.
Was you
because
you don't wash your clothes.
You were very aggressive in here fucking grabbing around. You for sure did not ease into the box. That was a straight shooter, straight for it. Saturday night, 3 a.m., don't fuck around. What do we got next, you think? Because that one was pretty good. I will say that was awesome.
Box number two. Wet toilet paper. Fortune cookies and water. All right. So box number two is set. And I just want to point out that you guys are hearing what the items are before they are, but that's recorded in post. So I just let you know what is in this box, but they don't know yet.
We have no idea.
Already. So insert your hands now.
I've never been so excited. It's a Saturday and we're just reaching in boxes. I'm like giddy, like a kid on Christmas.
Let's go.
All right. So it's in here?
Yep. And there are three items. inside this container.
I don't like touching your fingers. That's the worst part. Oh, dude.
Oh, what is that?
This is like milky and like frothy.
It feels like a used condom.
It's like, it's a thinner discharge.
Oh, what is this?
And feel free to squeeze this one if it'll help. You might not squeeze all of it, but some of it.
I feel like a saber-toothed shark. Like
I
a
am
tooth.
Not eating this.
Jesus.
Can you hear the crinkling?
Okay, I got one guess. I got to guess the other two. I got the first one. Okay, wait, there's three? Like
three
distinctly?
Items.
Oh!
Okay. I'm ready for one of them. Should I guess all three, or I'm good?
No, I'm going to forget what I'm going to guess, so I need to guess soon.
Okay,
I
go for all three.
I'm going fortune cookie. And flour and water.
Okay.
All right. Mine are very similar.
Okay.
Fortune cookie, water, but instead of flour, I'm going cotton ball.
All right. So what is in the box is fortune cookies, water, and toilet paper.
Oh, I was fucking close.
Wow. So we have 2 points, Taylor, and what is it?
Yeah,
3 points, Ryan.
3-2. Okay. I knew it was like a paper product.
Good job. You guys did really good with that one.
I thought it was a used rubber.
It'd be for sure crusty.
Bring on the next
one. All right, we're going to reset it.
All right, so 3-2. As you guys know, I always whoop his fucking ass, so it's right on par. Do we get a free wipe from Amber?
Yeah, let's go.
It's like Vanna White.
Oh, you ruined my shirt.
He's got chunks on his shirt. Give us a good wipe.
I went wrist deep on this chick.
Dude, wet toilet paper. It just grosses me out. It's like, you know what sucks is when you're like in the pool and you gotta take a shit and wipe. That's what it felt like.
What?
Yeah, because it sticks. You're wet. You can't give a good smooth wipe.
When you're in the pool?
No, so if you're in the pool and you had to go to the bathroom, your body's all wet, your cheeks are all wet, so when you go to wipe, it sticks.
I don't think I've ever had a shit.
Right after you got out of the pool, you've never had a shit.
No.
Good. Don't do it.
Let's go.
Okay, box three is reset. Box number three, dirt and fake fishing bait. And I left the top on, but ever so slightly, so one of you will have to take the top off this box.
Why?
Just for reason.
Right, how many are we guessing?
I'll let you do that.
How many are we guessing? Is there one in here?
There are two items.
All right. There better not be any fucking spiders.
It's 3-2.
It is 3-2.
You get to do the honors of the.
Okay, Ryan's hand is in.
I'm in.
He's taking the top off the box or the container. God.
This talk, Amber.
If there's something moving.
All right, it's off. It's off.
Okay, Taylor, insert your hand.
This better not be insects.
You go first. And your hands cannot come out of the box until both the guesses are in.
You're in the lead.
No, the top's off.
You're in the lead.
The top's fucked.
You gotta put your hand in, Taylor.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is that?
I'm fucking terrified of this shit. What is that?
I don't want to touch it.
What is it?
I don't know.
Is it moving?
It's fucking
slimy. I'm peeking in the back
slimy.
Of the box. Ryan's hand is in. Taylor's
it's slimy, dude. I don't like it. It's what the fuck?
I'd rather go to a fucking haunted
house.
I'm
peeking in the box and they are not touching it.
No,
it's just
there's...
I'm glad my dick's not in the box.
Just wait.
Oh, I don't like that, dude. I don't fucking like that. The deeper I go, it's like,
I do not like, I'm taking my guess without going too deep.
Me too, you go first.
I'm going dirt with worms.
Okay.
Okay, do I go a different guess just to hope to get more points? But that was my guess, but I'm just wondering if I need to alter it in a way.
Okay.
Because well, I know Amber's tricky and creative, so I feel like it could be a loop, throwing a loop, but I'm going to stick with just dirt and night crawlers.
Okay, what is in the box is dirt and fake fishing lures.
What?
It's fake. It's not real.
Guys. My other guess was going to be gummy worms.
I almost had a fucking aneurysm.
They're actually like...
What? Oh! Why is it wiggling?
I thought I felt a worm.
I pulled it out and they jumped back even though I just told them it was fake.
If I was Amber, I would have left hooks in there so we fucking got cut.
So while I'm while I'm resetting this, you guys talk about right now if you lost, which one of these you guys are going to eat.
Wait, so what do we got? We have to eat out of a pad or we'd have to eat toilet paper soup with water and what was the other one? Toilet paper, water.
And fortune cookies. But you gotta have all three.
It might be fortune could dip it in the water.
I've had it before.
Or we have worms or dirt with fishing lures.
I'm not choosing that one.
These are good.
These are very good. Well invented game.
This guy thinks so too, doesn't he? He's very sensible.
All right.
Okay, so fourth one is in the box, and the score right now is 4-3 to Taylor.
All right, with two boxes to go.
Two boxes to go.
Let's do it.
Box number 4, hard-boiled eggs and dryer lint. All right, there's two items in
four
this box.
4-3. You go first.
No top?
No top.
There better not. If there's something fucking moving
both
in
hands
these,
are in the box.
If I get bit, I'm going to be pissed. Oh, it's like a...
Feel free to give this one a good squeeze, too.
I'm not going to lie. This feels like when you're... she's got a bush, and you're feeling around, and then you come across the hemorrhoid. That's what I'm getting.
Strangely, he is so close.
Dude, the fucking hemorrhoid feeling thing is throwing me off.
Okay, I have my guess. Two things,
wait,
right?
Can I squeeze really hard?
Yeah, you can squeeze as hard as you want.
Two things?
Two things.
Okay.
Hold on. All right.
I'm going cotton balls and hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
This is
Taylor?
Really
make your or guess. Ryan, your guess?
All right, the first one, I'm going hard-boiled eggs as well. And the second thing is so what did you say?
Cotton balls.
It's not fucking cotton balls. That is decorative Halloween spider web.
Okay, good guesses. So what's really in the box is hard-boiled eggs and dryer lint. And what makes this extra disgusting is it's about 80% my hair.
Oh, wait.
What?
I knew I felt hair. Yeah. Oh, she's
not
sick.
Sensible.
Well, look at her.
Not
she
sensible.
Doesn't wash her clothes. She puts her fucking hair in here. That's
look
disgusting.
At that guy.
Oh, what? Come on.
Okay, I'm
wait,
gonna.
Why is your hair in there with the dryer lint?
No, because that comes out in the dryer.
Not like, after the wash.
You're eating that. If you lose, you're eating that.
Okay,
it's breakfast.
Last one. I'm gonna reset.
All right, so the
you're
score.
You're a copycat.
5-4.
Got
right?
a commanding lead and fucking.
5-4.
Get those hairs off of my fucking hand.
She is lice,
I bet. Oh, you're right. Look it.
That
guys,
is disgusting.
This is repulsive.
That's what it looks like when I pick the lint out of my belly button, actually. Dana hates that.
You have a belly button?
Yeah. She's like, I don't get lint. I get lint every day. I flick cotton out of it every day.
Do you have like a super deep innie?
I don't feel like it's deep.
Let's show it to the YouTube audience.
I got no lint.
All right. Here's for the win.
Do you smell the eggs?
Yeah, I know.
Eggs
I was
hair.
Thinking you guys would smell that. The
I
last box is in.
You eat.
Score is 5-Ryan, 4-Taylor. And this box has
you guys
three
all
items.
All know who's going to win.
Box number 5. Chocolate pudding, peas, and angel hair pasta. Three items. All right. Insert your hands now.
All right. Same time.
Is this fucking piece of hair from Amber?
This time we're going same time.
How many
items? We're crossing
items?
Streams.
Three.
Cross. Ooh. Oh, God, this.
Three?
Wait,
Ryan's
three?
Face just visibly changed. Yeah, there's three items in here.
I hate cold, mushy, moist shit. And this is.
Okay.
No, how is there three?
This
one's hard.
This is tough.
Okay, wait, I got my first guess.
It's really, really cold.
Yeah, I got.
Stop playing fucking.
No, dude, I don't like crossing streams with you.
I'm gonna peek in the back again, see what. Oh, they are deep in there. So deep.
Look at this good massage.
Okay.
All right, I think I have my first guess. I think I have my second guess. I just am wondering.
Yeah,
about this
get your third.
Third.
Guess them all three all together.
It's very. Okay, I got it.
Go ahead.
I got it. Dude, let's go. We each give one by one at the
let's
same time.
Let's do it.
All right, so let's guess that the small thing in here.
Okay. Yep.
There's clearly a small thing in here.
Go ahead.
I'm going raisin.
I'm going pea.
Okay.
Okay.
So raisin pea. All right, let's do the next substance not the liquid based.
Okay.
Okay.
Ramen noodle.
I'm so specific. I'm going angel hair pasta.
Okay.
Okay. So now,
in case you have to differentiate between.
Yep. Okay.
All right, so now let's go the liquid-based.
Go ahead.
Whatever it is. I'm going with something I think I referenced last episode. Okay. But chocolate Jell-O pudding.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's a really good one.
What do you got? I think he's nervous. Look at him. He's freezing.
Of course
he knows.
So nervous.
He might be
I'm
licking
nervous.
Amber's hair.
I see. To be honest with you, I was thinking pudding as well.
Okay. But wait, you said pea. What's the other thing you guessed?
Ramen.
Oh, ramen noodles.
So I could beat you even if I go pudding here.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going pudding.
What flavor?
And I'm
going
to beat you
make him
the,
say a flavor.
Other
okay.
Two.
Yeah, say a flavor.
I gotta go chocolate.
Okay.
Same answer.
So recap
is.
Our answers.
Okay, so you said, or Taylor said chocolate pudding,
ramen
peas,
noodles.
And ramen peas. Noodles.
Yes.
Man. And Ryan said angel hair pasta, chocolate pudding, and raisins.
And raisins.
Okay, what is in the box is chocolate Jell-O pudding.
Oh, thank God I went with that.
Angel hair pasta.
And
peas.
So I win.
So let's tally up the results here.
God fucking
That was good. Oh, look at that. You guys, we've all been there before.
Have we?
So
oh, Lord.
The winner is Ryan.
Yeah.
So you guys fucking cheated.
He's got to do the
punishment.
Taylor
has to choose one.
Give us a
eat.
Wipe first. Jesus Christ.
Yes, I'll come wipe
come
you.
Come wipe us. Oh, Lord.
So wait, so it was peas, angel hair pasta, chocolate pudding.
Yes.
Or no, it wasn't peas.
No, it was peas. Ugh.
Wait, then what did he get wrong?
Were those cooked?
He said ramen and you said angel hair.
How good? I could feel the size of that noodle.
Well, I'm certainly not eating hair.
So we each got two out of three right
fishing
that round.
Lures.
Right? Yeah. Mine was the angel hair pasta and the pudding. Yours was the peas and the pudding.
Yep.
I win.
Yeah,
I win.
All right.
Okay, are you ready to
what you
make your
picking?
Choice? And if it makes it easier
like
for
jigsaw.
You, I did prepare a small peas and pudding and pasta for you because I figured that's what you would choose.
I'm
going to
go with that
okay.
one.
Bullshit.
Is it at least cooked pasta?
Yes, it's cooked pasta.
All right.
Amber's like jigsaw.
Now Ryan didn't
choice.
Touch this, so let me grab the spoon for you.
Oh,
and guys,
Lord.
If you guys want to see this, you're going to have to watch our YouTube channel and watch him eat this.
What if she really was like Jigsaw and she put like razors and shit?
Yeah,
in
we
here,
just
like,
put it in and our fucking
and
wrists
our hands
split
come
in half.
Off. Make your choice.
Here you go.
So wait, what is he eating? Because this just looks like fucking pudding.
He's eating chocolate pudding, angel hair pasta, and peas.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and
why
set
isn't
my
he
mic
doing
down.
It from the plate? Put her, look, oh my God, look at that pad. That is a massacre.
This is fucking disgusting.
Just one bite. You don't have to eat that whole thing.
No, you eat the whole fucking urine sample cup.
I'm eating one fucking bite if you don't want me to throw up in this.
Oh, look at that.
This is so fun, guys. So fun.
It's like a pubic chocolate with a little bit of crunch.
Oh, my God.
Was the pasta cooked good? Like al dente? That's what I was going for.
I would throw up if I ate that.
That is horrendous.
That's why I was so hoping that Ryan would lose because he hates peas.
He I
said
don't,
he
I
hates
don't
peas so many times.
I don't lose. I would have ate the egg
that
in
is
your
a
hair.
Horrible comment.
For all you guys that know, if I would have lost, I would have ate the egg in hair.
For real?
Yeah, because I'm not going
to. You wouldn't
near the
have
pad.
Chocolate pudding with peas.
Nope.
Guys, don't lose games like this. Please. Please. Trust me.
Well, thanks for playing along. We hope you had fun. A lot more fun than Ryan and Taylor.
Oh. Oh my God. Well, that was horrible. It was actually a lot worse than I thought it would be. After I finally selected what I would eat, it was worse than I thought it would be.
It was very fun and interesting.
It was a
I'll
fun game,
that.
Though. I appreciate the game,
it was
Amber.
So fun for me.
You guys, give Amber, our producer, a shout out. She does a lot behind the scenes, and she sets up all these segments, and she really did a great job. So let her know on her social media What you maybe what you would have put in there and what you would have made us guess.
And let's put our hands together for Ember.
Yeah.
All the praise.
But yeah, that was disgusting. So keeping along the Halloween theme, I have a nice little short story that I want you guys to listen and let me know what you think. This story is considered the greatest story never told until now. It's the official unveiling. This has been 5 years in the making. And just to set it up a little bit, this story was created by three guys, myself, Bob Huebner, and Luke. And this story was made on a bar napkin at 2:30 in the morning at a nice local establishment. We were all, you know, obviously a little inebriated. And so one of us got the great idea to take a bar napkin and hand it to the three of us. And we each wrote a part of this story. And almost like Mad Libs, we kind of put it together. And I introduced to you, for the very first time, worldwide, the Troll.
The story of the Troll. And so they walked for 50 billion miles uphill in a frosty tundra. Halfway up the hill, they uncovered a young lad lying in the snow. The boy whimpered a weak cry for help, sounding similar to that of a dying giraffe. Mwah. Mwah. And they pulled him from that milky quagmire. The child was near frozen, so they rode him like a sled down the side of that precipice. He had braces, so naturally the grinding of the metal sparked a flame and burned the forest down. The freedom of the inferno raged the fucking countryside. As the population melts, the dynamic duo continues to speed headlong into a destiny unknown. Rapid rage filled the night as angels cried bloody tears, signifying the end of an era of peace and love. Albeit one last single tear was shed from the ducts of the angel's eyes and fell upon a lonely troll's right testicle. The troll was clocking a cauldron of troll soup, and his balls suddenly became itchy beyond control. I shouldn't have slept with that nymph, thought the troll. He then took a dull razor blade and slowly shaved off every last morsel of skin. The exposed nut shouted, "Fuck yeah, I'm fucking free. Maybe I can birth a baby someday." The troll uncontrollably could not stop thinking about that nymph. He left that cave that he called home to find that wench, sex her up, and get that baby he always wanted. The troll found the wench laying in the midst of a ditch known as the Ditch of a Thousand Truths. The troll angrily tore the pants off that wench and was ready to make love like Bigfoot. Little did the wench know that troll actually had two cocks. The troll decided to tie the wench up by hands and feet to two crabapple trees. The troll thrusted his two members right into her ass and furry pussy. The wench is soon pregnant. The troll took her to the local witch doctor as he prepares to have their first kin. As the witch doctor is about to deliver, she notices a contraction in the bunghole of the wench. The wench at that moment pushes two baby boys from her orifices. She is the first person to have a baby from her bunghole. And the troll lives happily ever after.
What do you guys think of that nice Halloween story?
Oh my God.
I have no words.
Can we do a little golf clap?
Yeah.
Did Harvey Weinstein fund that one?
No, but actually I think the Hallmark Channel is going to actually play that story during Halloween.
Is that a true story?
It is. It's based on a true story.
I figured.
Yeah, and if anybody has that's any, awesome, we want it to be made as like an animation or as like a book with illustrations. So if there's anybody out there that wants to tackle that, contact us. Let me know. The story of the troll is now known. It was the best story never told, and now it's been told. Tell your friends. Watch it on YouTube. Spread the word.
Love it. Love it.
This has been a great Halloween episode. I really enjoy it. It brings me back like to being a kid and enjoying it. Done a lot of good things. The last thing that I just wanted to mention, Taylor, I know that, you know, we both watch, you know, horror movies and we laugh about people dying all the time. And, you know, some people look at us weird, but it's just funny sometimes, especially now, like when it's fictional, truthfully, It's all good fun. It's funny to see funny horror movie deaths. So we just want to discuss a little bit of our favorite horror movie deaths of all time. And the first thing that comes to my mind I want to tell you about is Friday the 13th. One that maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with and haven't seen. But if you haven't seen Jason X, this movie came out in 2001. And, you know, they're on like a ship. It's very over the top, kind of funny. But the best kill I like in this movie, he's like in this science lab and he's grabbing this chick. And it looks like, I think there's like liquid nitrogen in this, in the sink.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he grabs her face, puts her in the liquid nitrogen, just her face. So it freezes instantly within seconds, pulls her back out and just literally slams her face on the counter and it just shatters into pieces and he just throws her right out of the way.
So I haven't seen the movie. I know you continually push me to watch it with you, but I feel like for that last segment where we played the game, we should have done that to yeah, Amber if we got him all right.
We should have. That would have been no. That would have been the punishment.
We would have got a lot of YouTube watches, views.
Something a little more, that's more on the comedy side, but something a little more gruesome too that I love. Another movie that maybe people aren't familiar with, but the director is somewhat famous, is called High Tension. And the director is Alexandre Aja, which has directed like the new remake of Piranha and the remake of The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay, good stuff.
French guy, him and his brother do these movies, so they're a little on the gorier side, but again, High Tension. So there's a scene where the killer opens the front door of the house, stabs the dad. The dad is crawling up the stairs, bloodied, still alive, but crawling. So they have like this railing going up the stairs, as most of us do, and so the killer kicks his head through the two posts of the railing. So number one, he's going through that. Why being stabbed? So his head is wedged in between, you know, like the two spokes of the railing. So then the killer goes back downstairs, gets the dresser, and rams the dresser right into his stuck head in through the railing and decapitates him. Blood just goes flying.
Again, not a movie I've seen, but one that is certainly on the queue, the endless queue, of course. But you did show me this clip beforehand, and folks, I highly recommend it. If you like a nice horror death.
We'll put these links out on our social media so you guys can see these clips. One more traditional and somewhat kind of interesting is Nightmare on Elm Street, who came out in 1984, directed by Wes Craven. Johnny Depp's kill scene in this movie is pretty iconic and pretty great. And keep in mind, this was Johnny Depp's first accredited role in any movie. Who would have thought in Nightmare on Elm Street? So he gets swallowed up by his bed. And once he gets swallowed, just gallons of rushing blood just come shooting out of the bed. And what's somewhat kind of interesting is we learned that the way they filmed this scene, being in the 80s, they didn't have the CGI. They made an upside down bedroom. So really it's water just pouring out, but we're seeing it shoot up like a geyser. So pretty cool. His first accredited role in some pretty crafty filmmaking there.
Kind of an iconic scene, but if you really think about it, who has that much blood in their body?
Yeah,
maybe Shaq.
Yeah, probably. Or Judge or somebody like that.
Right, right.
One that I wanted to end with, again, more iconic, and I want to get your guys' take. How iconic and awesome is the deaths in the first Alien, specifically the chest burster and the face sucker? I want to see that face sucker right on Amber's face where she can't breathe.
During a whole episode.
I want her to try to do a show with that on her face.
I'll reach out to Ridley Scott. But yeah, completely iconic, agreed, awesome scene. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't know that Ridley Scott did not inform, correct me if I'm wrong here, but Ridley Scott did not inform all the actors within that scene what exactly was going to happen during that scene. So they're all, you know, hovering around this body. They don't know that the chest burster is about to come out of the body. So yeah, their reactions are completely genuine.
Yeah, he said one of the chicks that was in the scene actually passed out the first take because they didn't know. I mean, it looked legit, like something was coming out
of
his
chest. It was really like lifelike.
And
it
that
really
little was. Like that little alien, how cool was that design? I mean, like just the, you know, like the detail.
Well, especially for the era too.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise us now as much, but back then, I mean, that was like top of the line special effects.
We've all had like heartburn and bad stomach pains. Can you imagine just something bursting out of your chest? So let me ask, would you guys rather take the chest burster or the face sucker?
Well, I think the face sucker leads to the chest burster.
But what if it was separate? What if you just had to choose between that thing sucking your face and you're pretty much done.
And death is a guarantee, right?
Yeah, or something bursting out of your chest. So you're both dying.
You're dying.
in both scenarios.
I would take the chest burster, I think.
You remind me of a chest burster.
I guess I would probably take the chest burster too, only because it's a little quicker.
Yeah, it's a bit quicker.
I'd go face sucker. Just take me out.
Oh man. Well, we hope you guys have really enjoyed this Halloween special. Again, continue to hear or want to hear your feedback, want to hear reviews, see reviews on iTunes as well as Facebook. If you guys have any suggestions for content you want to see in the future, please let us know. But we are sensible people. We love you guys, and we're going to see you next time.
Thanks for spending your Halloween with us, sensible
people. Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.